Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
What is up, Steeler fans? Welcome back to another episode of State of the Steelers. I'm your Steel Curtain Network host, Daniel. And with the NFL draft just around the corner, less than a week away, today I thought I'd give you guys a few of my predictions when it comes to this upcoming draft and what I think we should expect. And we'll talk about whether or not, you know, what's going to happen if the Steelers move up, if they stay at 20, if they move back, which round do I really expect them to trade? Who do I think they're going to pick, the whole nine yards? So without further ado, let's break it down. Let's get into it. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is what is going to be the most obvious pick. I mean, obviously, I think the Chicago Bears are going to select Caleb Williams with the first pick in the NFL draft. I think that that's going to be a given. I think the question mark is going to be at Washington. Are they going to go with Daniels out of LSU or maybe, you know, change it up and go with Drake May? There's been a lot of conversation there. I think the New England Patriots are probably going to stay put. They need a quarterback as well. And I can see them getting a Drake May or J.J. McCartney. And if, you know, Jaden Daniels doesn't end up going at number two to Washington, I mean, he is also an option. I mean, but at the end of the day, I think that quarterback is definitely going to go be the pick in the first three rounds of the draft, which is kind of why a lot of people are going to say that the draft really starts at Arizona number four. Now, it seems like the Cardinals are going to stick with Kyle Murray, and they're going to probably try to find some help for him. Do they stay there, though? There are some quarterback needy teams behind the Arizona Cardinals, one being the New York Jets, another one, I'm sorry, not the New York Jets, the New York Giants, and another one being the Minnesota Vikings. Now, I can see, you know, one of those teams, or maybe perhaps the New York Giants, being kind of afraid of the Vikings jumping ahead of them to pick a quarterback and trying to make a trade to move up two spots. It's going to cost them quite a bit. I mean, these are both teams that are in the conference. You also have the fact that even though the Vikings are perhaps, and I'm assuming that they're going to be the team that's going to attempt to jump up here, you know, even though the Vikings are moving up or would move up a significant amount of draft picks to get to number four from 11 compared to number six to number four. However, supply and demand, right? You know, you have this one round, either team can jump up and get it. So if the Giants don't give the Cardinals something that is matching or very similar to what the Minnesota Vikings are willing to give up, let's just say the Vikings are willing to give up two first rounds to jump up to number four. You know, and if if New York's only willing to give up, you know, one first round, and I'm also including this year's round, not including this year's round. So then it would be three first rounders or two for New York. I think that the Cardinals would probably see the value in getting three first rounders and moving back a little bit more. So that's going to force New York's hand to kind of raise up, you know, how much they're willing to pay to move up. But I do think that either at that position or even at number five, let's just say the Cardinals decide to select a receiver. They don't think that if they move back, given the fact that the Chargers are behind them and they need a receiver most likely as well, they may give up the receiver of their choice. So they may end up wanting to stay there. And if that ends up being the case, you still have the same scenario with the Giants and the Chargers. Now, I can see the Chargers be more willing to, you know, be trade partners with an NFC team. But this is going to be the same situation where the Vikings are going to try to jump up ahead of New York. And whatever they're willing to give for that amount of jump, and New York's going to have to match, even though they only have to go up one spot and they're switching places. So it's going to be very interesting at that point. My next question was the team that most likely to trade up into the top 10 or trade up into this draft. I'm going to go and say that's going to end up being the Minnesota Vikings. I think they're going to trade up ahead of New York. New York still has Daniel Jones. I know that they haven't, you know, been extremely confident in him at being the quarterback there. However, I do think that quarterbacks are going to fall here. I do think that there's going to be at least four selected in the first, probably in the top 10. And I think that there may be a little bit of a break in between there. I digress. I believe that the Vikings are going to be the team to move up. That's most likely. When it comes to the surprise pick, especially in the top 10, I'm going to go with Neighbors being selected over Marvin Harrison Jr. And the main reason being is I think that Neighbors has that, you know, wide receiver one size, you know, that you're looking for. That's 6'1". Marvin Harrison Jr. at 6'3". It's a little bit on the taller side. I mean, that's not going to, you know, that shouldn't take away from the position. However, you don't see those long receiver types having the best route running ability. And Marvin Harrison Jr. may have the best there is. I don't know. When you look at the prototype of that, you know, Antonio Brown's, Antonio Holmes, Deontay Johnson type receiver. And I'm using the Steelers receivers just as an example of what I'm talking about. You know, to me, George Pickens doesn't fall into that realm. When I think of George Pickens, I think more Plaxico Burress. I think Martavius Bryant type of receiver, which has a role on the Steelers team. But I do think and see that other receiver being somebody about that 6 foot range. And I think that maybe perhaps some other teams are going to see that as well. And so my surprise pick is going to end up being Neighbors selected before Marvin Harrison. Now, where Marvin Harrison ends up falling, I think he ends up falling as well, and he's going to end up falling a little bit far. You know, I think that you're probably going to see him go, you know, maybe to the Cardinals, wherever they decide to flip around. You know, if the Cardinals end up trading with the Vikings, I can see Marvin Harrison Jr. dropping down to 11, given the needs of the other teams, you know, ahead of them. They're not so much wide receiver needy compared to the other positions. Like, for instance, I think the Jets are probably going to go tackle. I think they'll end up going with a tackle as well to protect Caleb Williams. I think the Falcons are going to go on the defensive side. And I think the Titans are probably also going offensive line. So I do see the chance there for a drop there for Marvin Harrison to get out of the top 10. So that's going to be my surprise pick, so to speak, of the day. But when it comes to who I think is going to have the biggest drop in the draft, my prediction is going to be Jackson Power Johnson, center. I just think that I've heard some rumblings that maybe the interviewing process hasn't gone well for him. I know that there's been some other players that have kind of risen above him, the Zach Frazier's, the Graham Bartons of the world, have all started to rise above JPJ. And I think he's going to end up falling out of the first round. I think that there was the possibility that he could have gone earlier this year when the draft was starting to heat up, or the information, you know, when the draft hype started to heat up, so to speak. But since then, he's cooled down quite a bit. And I think he's going to end up probably going in the late second round, maybe even third round of the draft. I see him dropping way far back. And that's what I got for you guys as far as predictions go for the NFL. The next time we're on here, we'll find out how accurate I was and how true some of these things came out to be. We're going to take a quick break. This is going to end up being one of our shorter podcasts. I apologize for that, but we're going to take a quick break. After a few words of our sponsor, we're going to get into some Steelers predictions. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Hey, check it out. You made it back. Thanks for sticking with us. Before we get back into it, I want to remind you guys of our website, stillcurrentnetwork.com, your one-stop shop for Pittsburgh Steelers news and coverage. Go check that out. There's tons of coverage of the Pittsburgh Steelers that you'll find, articles galore, up to the second news when it comes to your Pittsburgh Steelers team. Also, you'll be able to find some of my other podcasts. Also, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, Steel Curtain Network, where you'll see me on The Hangover on Mondays going live about 5:20 p.m. You don't want to miss it. It's myself. It's Shannon White. It's a great time. So with that being said, let's get back into the conversation. So with the NFL draft coming up, you know, the Steelers, there's been a lot of rumors which way they're going to go, you know, which player they're going to select, which position they're going in. And, you know, let's talk about some of the biggest rumors going into the draft. You know, are the Pittsburgh Steelers going to trade for Brandon Ayuk? There's been rumors that the Steelers were interested. The 49ers shut it down. The Steelers are still interested. Maybe perhaps now they're not interested. It's going back and forth. Now, for me, I think that the Steelers are very much still interested in Brandon Ayuk for the right price. Omar Khan seems to be a guy that is patient. And he's not just patient, but he's strategically patient, meaning that, you know, when he needs to act fast and he needs to do something quick, he'll do it. He'll take care of business. You know, for instance, Patrick Queen being one of the bigger free agents signed for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Granted, he wasn't a first day sign. He ended up being the second day, but he was the first inside linebacker and the guy that ended up setting the market for the NFL inside linebacker position. But when it came to, like, for instance, you know, the quarterback position in Justin Fields, you know, everybody thinks that Steelers got a steal from the Chicago Bears, which I agree. I mean, I think that the Steelers have been fleecing the Chicago Bears for a few years now. It's been quite nice, but I digress. So when it goes back to Brandon Ayuk, I sure do hope so the Steelers end up doing something. You know, my dream, I guess, scenario would be that the Steelers would only have to give up like a third round, maybe a swap, you know, of picks somewhere. I would hope it's the second round, but I do see that maybe perhaps there's a possibility that they would swap in the first round. And maybe give up a third round because the Steelers end up having two. You know, I'd hope it'd be the latter of the third round picks, the one in the compensatory pick that the Pittsburgh Steelers got in their trade for Kenny Pickett with the Philadelphia Eagles. But I'm not sure if the 49ers are going to go for it. I mean, right now, Brandon Ayuk has apparently, you know, scrubbed his social media of the 49ers, and, you know, he's going into a contract year. I know a lot of people are saying that he's probably deserving of more trade capital, but, you know, the Steelers also have to extend him, pay the money. I mean, typically when you have a situation where you have a really good player and you're going to get high draft capital in return is when there's more than 1 year left on their contract and the player is not disgruntled, right? If the player is disgruntled about their pay, you know they're wanting a bag and you're having to give up capital, it doesn't work that way. You know, I know some people will say, you know, do it. Just give it to them. You're not paying a quarterback. You know, give up the house. But there's so many holes on the Steelers team. I don't think they can afford to do so, especially if they want to contend this year, which I think every year the Pittsburgh Steelers want to contend. I don't ever see the Steelers being a team that's going to tank or any of those type of things, especially under the ownership and the current coaching staff or coach Mike Tomlin. But if the Steelers don't trade for Ayuk, that makes that receiver position so much more important. And right now, currently, the Steelers have George Pickens, Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, Denzel Mims, Calvin Austin, and Des Fitzpatrick as your guys that you can probably see fulfilling the offensive wide receiver position at this point. You really don't have that quote-unquote wide receiver one. I know a lot of people are looking at George Pickens as that guy, and I mean, he could be. I just think he'd be a better wide receiver with somebody on the outside, forcing those that are covering George Pickens to be a little bit more, or forcing defenses to be more honest. But I think that's going to be one of the bigger glaring holes. And if it doesn't go down, then I think the wide receiver position jumps up in as far as importance goes. In a dream scenario, I think that the Steelers would trade for somebody like Ayuk. And, you know, I know there's other players out there, Courtland Sutton, Lockett from Seattle, that are rumored to go, you know, to be somebody maybe the Steelers could trade for. Those names to me don't scream out that, you know, those guys, as good as they are and as well as, you know, their resume speaks for itself, I'm not too confident in those guys as opposed to if Brandon Ayuk ended up being the guy. So I'm hoping it ends up happening. It would drop one need that Steelers need, and they can address the offensive line positions, which is where I think they're going to go. Now, when it comes to the Steelers picking in the first round, there's three things they can do. They can either move up, stay put, or move back. Now, I think that if the Steelers end up moving up, I'm going to go and say that that's for offensive tackle out of Oregon, Talese Fuaga. I think he had an excellent, you know, pre-draft meeting with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a guy that has a relationship with Sayu Malu, who's on the offensive line already. And I think he would fit well with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think he would be the right tackle for the Steelers, and they would be able to put or move Broderick Jones over to the left side, which is where I think they wanted him to be at. Now, if the Steelers end up moving back. I think it's going to end up being four center. Now, obviously the dream way of moving back would be, you know, grabbing Ayuk, you know, and then having to go back to 31. I mean, you're going to hope that maybe perhaps a guy like Amarius Mims, tackle out of Georgia, you know, can fall all the way back down there. But that's hopeful wishing, in my opinion. I think so. If you end up doing something like that, there's a fall on tackles, and there's the possibility of Amarius Mims being there. And also you have the possibility of one of these centers, whether it be Frazier or Graham Barton. I think that if I had to guess the draft order for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the center position, I would say it's Graham Barton, Zach Frazier, and then Jackson Power Johnson. But if the Steelers end up staying put, not changing, not going back or forth, I think they end up getting a guy like Amarius Mims. I think the offensive tackle position is one that is high priority for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dan Moore, apparently he's shown flashes here and there. You know, I know it's been talked about. I don't see him. I see a guy that struggles quite often, to be honest with you. You know, I see more struggle than any flashes when I watch the All-22. But again, I'm not an NFL coach or positional coach, so I could be very wrong. But I think that there's a need there for the left tackle position. I think, and if you end up putting in a right tackle, like an Amarius Mims, a guy that has a lot of potential, and maybe perhaps a guy that you don't necessarily have to throw in right away, maybe you can tell Dan Moore throughout this offseason, hey, we're going to be in a right tackle. And there's going to be a competition there between himself and Amarius Mims. Now, if, you know, Dan Moore can, you know, transition to the right side, what he's been able to do on the left side, maybe perhaps he can showcase himself to be good enough to keep Mims off the field for a little bit while he develops. But I honestly see him taking over probably no later than the midpoint of the season if drafted. And when it comes to these three moves, I'm going to say that I think the Steelers are going to end up staying put and drafting Amarius Mims, offensive tackle, out of Georgia in the first round. I do think that there is the possibility that the Steelers are going to have a trade at some point in the draft. And for me, I think that that trade is most likely going to happen in the second round. I think the Steelers are going to have to move up to get one of these centers early in the second round. So that's where I think, and my prediction is on this trade. Plus, a move like that doesn't cost as much as a move up in the first round. So because of the values there, and you're basically drafting for a position in need in this scenario, I think you can pull it off with a team, you know, high up in the second round to go up there and get your Zach Frazier, Graham Barton, or even Jackson Power Johnson. But all in all, I do think that they're going to target those two positions right away. Now, this is why I think it's important that the Pittsburgh Steelers try to figure out something at the wide receiver position ahead of the draft, because going into the third round like this, even if you have two third rounders, maybe perhaps you can, you know, combine the two to move up high into the third round and pick somebody up. But, you know, I'm not sure if you're going to find a day one starter at that point in the draft. And if the Steelers end up, you know, acquiring a wide receiver outside of the draft, I think that in the first four rounds, we probably don't see a receiver getting drafted. I do think the Steelers will end up drafting one, but it might be later on in the draft. If they end up going to this point without a wide receiver, you know, picked up outside, you know, via trade or something, I think at this point, you're probably looking the Steelers drafting for need and drafting best available wide receiver, unless, you know, the receivers that are left available just are not worthy of the pick at that point. But I do see that. I do think that at some point in the third round or fourth round, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to acquire a defensive lineman. Larry Ogunjobi, he's probably going to be on his last year. I know he has another year after this, but he's going to get, you know, he'll save the Steelers a lot of money next year if the Steelers end up cutting him. And to be honest, he hasn't really lived up to his contract up to this point. I mean, he's been plagued with injuries throughout his entire Steeler career. Granted, he's been on the field for the most part. It hasn't, you know, taken him off the field. However, we haven't seen him playing at his full potential because he's always dealing with a nagging injury. You know, Cam Hayward, he's getting up there in age. You know, last year he was hindered by a few injuries throughout the year, and, you know, a 17 game season, one bye week, multiple primetime type of games, and it has an effect on a person. And when you're up there and experience, sometimes it takes a little bit longer for the body to recover. So I don't know how long Cam Hayward's gonna want to play. I know he's gonna be out there this year, but is going to be out there in the long term? Now, you're not picking up a defensive lineman in the first round or anything like that. This is a third or fourth round pick. So this is a guy you plan to develop this year, not somebody that you need to throw out there and have in the rotation right away. But I do think that that's the position. Now, when it comes to a position that the Steelers do not acquire whatsoever throughout the entire draft, I think that's going to end up being an edge. And the reason being is the Steelers have gone in there with, you know, three edges before in the past. Yeah, I think that they like what they have in Alex Highsmith, TJ Watt, and Herbig. I think there's the possibility that they bring back a guy like Golden, or, you know, there's always the chance that Bud Dupree ends up finding his way back on the team. But if I had to choose between those two, honestly, I think I'd bring back Golden. And I like what he did last year. There wasn't a big drop-off when TJ Watt or Alex Highsmith was out. You know, he and Herbig really stepped up to the plate. So, and if they want to bring one of those guys back, you know, I can see the Steelers picking up a guy and, you know, the undrafted realm just for rookie minicamp and things of that nature. But I don't really foresee this team picking up an edge in the draft whatsoever. But that's my picks, y'all. That's my predictions for the NFL draft coming up. I think they're going to stay put with Mims. I'm hoping they end up somehow acquiring Ayuk. And I think that there's going to be a trade up, and that's going to be in the second round for that center position. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please hit me up on Twitter. You can find me at handlebar State of Steelers. Let me know what you think about this. I'll share this podcast on my Twitter, so go comment on that post. Also, don't forget The Hangover, myself with Shannon White, this Monday. It'll be airing out on the audio side only a little bit later in the evening. You can check it out live on YouTube at 5:20 p.m. Eastern Time. That being said, I'm out of here, guys. Y'all have a great week. It's almost time for another few Pittsburgh Steelers to join the team. We'll see you next time. Peace.